That gives him 12 points. And Chris Mitchell replacing Latik Murphy. Second free throw coming for Owen. The lefty's free throw is up and good. 13 points for Owen Long. He is the leading scorer for Emporia State. Caden Evans right behind him with 12. This is Summerholder. In the deep corner left side, it goes to Stevie Strong. Now he'll go on the dribble, take it out on the elbow. Top the free throw circle, Stevie Smith to the basket. Gets a shot partially blocked, but a foul will be called on Emporia State. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State will be Caden Evans. That's his first. Team first, and going to the free throw line will be Stevie Smith, 6'6 junior out of Seattle, Washington. He's a 71% free throw shooter on the season. That's the first free throw of the ball game for the Newman Jets, and the first free throw is good for Stevie Smith. Again, he averages 11 points a game and 3 rebounds. Now he has 6 and make it 7 as the second one goes through. 48-33 Emporia State. Newman applying some backcourt pressure. Owen Long with the ball, gets it to Caden Evans. Caden still in backcourt, gets it across the 10-second stripe. Working on the wing right side, being chased. Try to go down low to Caden Evans, thinking maybe alley-oop, but the pass not quite there, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt going for the steal in backcourt on the inbounds play. Comes up empty. Newman will pass it into front court to Stevie Strong. 48-33, Emporia State with a lead by 15. Their biggest lead's been by 17. Driving to the basket, layup missing, rebound to Emporia State. They feed it up the floor, Elijah Comet there. He dunks it. 11 points for Elijah Comet there, and Newman comes quickly the other direction. They lob it down low. They get it inside to Tristan Turner. His shot is blocked by Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, and Emporia State gets the basketball. Owen Long into front court. Driving to the rim. Trying to feed it down low. Pass gets deflected out of bounds. Emporia State will keep the basketball. Substitutions for Newman. Thomas Zavagaris, a 6'8 sophomore out of Greece, into the lineup. Also back in is Latik Murphy. Emporia State will play it in on the baseline. They'll play it in to Elijah Comet there. Free throw circle to the basket. Hesitates, shoots, and scores. 13 points for Elijah Comet there. 52-33 Emporia State. Up by 19. Your biggest lead of the ball game. This is Stevie Strong working left side. Gives it off to Stevie Smith. Tries to back down low against Caden Evans. Gets a shot blocked by Caden Evans from behind. Owen Long picks up the basketball, feeds it off to Elijah Comet there, to Caden Evans, skips it across the floor. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt thought about the three, takes it in the paint. Now he'll take it out and give it off to, it'll end up in Caden Evans' hands, and now out front, middle of the floor, it goes to Owen Long. Now the Hornets will set up their offense, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Mayim Boom to Caden Evans on the wing left side, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Caden step back, 3. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, and a battle for the rebound draws a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called on Mayim Boom. Say he grabbed a hold of a Newman Jet as he was going for the rebound, and the ball goes back to the Newman Jets. 52-33 Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. This is Summerholder. Left corner three, off the mark, no good for Stevie Strong. Rebound Emporia State, Elijah Comet there. Elijah into front court to Owen Long. Top the key, dishes it off to Elijah on the elbow left side. Back out front, it goes to Owen Long, and he'll back it up towards the half court stripe. Picked up defensively by Stevie Strong, drives to the lane. Kicks it out to Caden Evans, thought about the three, now he'll drive. Kicks it to Elijah Comet here, deep left corner, three, swish, he hit it. A hair crafter's three for Elijah Comet there. He has 16, and it's 55-33, a 22-point lead for Emporia State. Hornet basketball brought to you, those three-point baskets brought to you by hair crafters. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hair Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. 10 seconds on the shot clock for the Newman Jets. Stepping back, Stevie Smith for a three. He nailed it. With Peyton Rogers-Schmidt in his face. 55-36 Emporia State. And here's a turnover for Emporia State. Ends up in the corner of Latik Murphy. Left side, thought about the 15-footed in, pull the trigger. Gives it off to Zavgaris. Backing down low, spinning, shot up, in and out, no good. Rebound to Elijah Cometh there. He'll bring it up the floor for Emporia State. Little stop and go, drives to the basket. Do they count it? They call a block foul on Zavgaris. Count the bucket. He'll get the and one. Elijah Cometh there going coast to coast. Gets the lay-in and draws the foul and will be at the free throw line for the and one as Thomas Zavgaris picks up the personal foul. Second team foul, first personal foul on Zavgaris, and at the free throw line will be Elijah Cometh here. Knox Wawasik and Atavian Butler into the water lineup, replacing Mayim Boom and Caden Evans. And Chase Wiebe checks into the Newman lineup. Elijah Cometh's free throw, rims out, no good, and Zavgaris grabs a rebound for the Newman Jets. 57-36, Emporia State with a lead. Trying to drive with it is Stevie Smith. Gets a shot partially blocked by Elijah Cometh there. Ball goes out of bounds, and the underneath official says that's off of the Newman Jets. That'll be Hornet basketball out of the media timeout. 14:52 to play in the ballgame. 57-36, Emporia State with a lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
57-36 the score. Emporia State with the lead. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Knox Wawasik, Owen Long, Atavian Butler, Peyton Roger Schmidt, and Elijah Cometh there on the floor for Emporia State. Knox Wawasik across the timeline with the basketball. Gives it off to Elijah Cometh there, right of the wing. Now goes left side to Owen Long. Shot clock down to 15. Working against Latik Murphy. Drives on Murphy. And we're going to get a foul called on the Newman Jets. It'll be on Latik Murphy. Latik Murphy's joined on the floor by Stevie Smith, Stevie Strong, along with Thomas Zavgaris and Chase Wiebe. Emporia State will play it inbounds on the baseline. They go for the alley-oop, and they don't convert, and they turn it over. Coming up with a loose basketball, Latik Murphy. He goes at the other end, and the layup is good. Almost got blocked by Elijah Cometh there, and he may have banged his forearm on the rim or the backboard. Latik Murphy was 7. Makes it 57-38, 19-point lead. Here's Knox with Wasik. Gets it inside to Peyton Roger Schmidt, and he lays it in. They were trying to do the alley-oop, but Peyton Roger Schmidt was able to have enough control to get the layup to go. He has 2 points. It's 59-38, back to a 21-point lead for Emporia State. Their biggest lead was 22, at 55-33, and here's a foul away from the ball. They're going to call a foul on Newman's Thomas Zavgaris. They say he gave a little forearm shiver. And referee Chris Hill is explaining to him what he saw and telling him how he has to, if he wants to do that, that's how he has to, what he has to do to prevent that being called a foul. Knox Wawasik in the front court for Emporia State. Drives it to the right side of the floor. Takes it to the rim. Puts it off the glass. Missed it. Rebound goes to Chase Wiebe. He gets a knock away from behind, but we're going to get a foul on Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt trying to strip the ball from behind gets whistled for the foul. What a basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. This is Stevie Strong with the basketball for the Newman Jets. Has it just across the half-court line, being picked up by Elijah Comethyr. Now they feed it out front to Murphy. Left side to Stevie Smith. Back out top. Stevie Strong drives down the lane. Puts up the floater off the glass and good. Well, it didn't even hit glass. Right into the hoop. 10 points for Stevie Strong. His first basket of the second half makes it 59-40. Emporia State up by 19. Owen Long across the timeline. 13 minutes to play. Drives it. Kicks it in the corner. Nod to Wasik. Gives it back to Owen Long. Owen working right side. Out near the three-point stripe. He'll put up the contested three. Missed it. Rebound put back. No good for Knox Wawasik. But Atavian Butler with two opportunities in the second time. He capitalizes. 6 points for Atavian Butler. 61-40 and a steal. Knox Wawasik in the front court. Going to the rim. Lays it up. Missed it. But he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the foul will be Thomas Zavgaris, his third, team foul number five on the Newman Jets here in the second half. And going to the free throw line for Emporia State will be Nogs Wawasik, looking for his first point to the ball game. Hornets up by 21, 61-40. Make it 62-40 as the first free throw is good by Nogs. Checking in for Emporia State, Mason Thiessen, Gage McGuire, and Kane Nevins back into the lineup. And also checking in for the Newman Jets will be Chris Mitchell along with Ian Lee. Second free throw for Knox is good as well, so he makes both free throws and makes it 63-40. Emporia State with their biggest lead of the ball game at 23. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Pass on the wing left side gets deflected out of bounds by Kane Nevins. Newman will keep the basketball with 16 seconds on the shot clock. Newman does play the ball inbounds to Stevie Strong. Picked up by Kane Nevins. Shot clock now down to 10. Strong in the lane, and we're going to get a foul called on Emporia State's Kane Nevins. It'll be ball out of bounds, and for Caden, that's his second. 14 foul on Emporia State. Newman trying to get the ball in bounds. They play it into Zavgaris, and he gets fouled by Mason Thiessen, who tries to go up and block his shot and comes down on top of it. That's his first. Team foul number five on Emporia State, so both teams with five team fouls. Two free throws coming for Thomas Zavgaris, the sophomore out of Greece, who averages 7 points and three rebounds, and he makes the first free throw. Gives him 3 points in the ball game. Hornets started off hot in this basketball game, knocking down a lot of threes. Second free throw is also good. 4 points for Thomas Zavgaris, makes it 63-42. Emporia State up by 19. Knox Wawasik with the basketball, backcourt, works it across the timeline against the pressure of Ian Lee. Goes to Caden Evans on the wing left side. Top of the key, it goes to Buller. Now to back to Knox. Down the lay to the rim. Lays it off the glass and scores the bucket. This kid's going to be fun to watch. 4 points for Knox Wawasik. He just has a knack of getting to the rim. He can knock down the three as well. And he plays hard on defense. Feed down low goes to Zavgaris, and he's going to get fouled from behind. They're going to call Mason Thiessen breaking the play or the barrier or whatever you want to call it, giving him a shove from behind is basically what he did. Substitution for Newman, Tristan Turner checks into the lineup, replacing Zavgaris. Newman to play it inbounds on the baseline. Emporia State had that play covered well. They go down low to Tristan Turner. Now with a basketball, Chris Mitchell to Lee on the wing left. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Lee tries to drive in the lane. Spinny puts up the floater and goes down for him. 65-44 Emporia State, and we're going to get officials timeout, and Tavian Butler may have a bloody lip. He says he's okay. Officials checked him out. All right, let's go back to playing basketball. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For that special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Carey's Diamonds at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Top the key, Mason Thiessen. Holds it high, swings it left side, knocks, goes down low. Tavian Butler working against Stevie Strong, has the ball knocked out of his hands by Tristan Turner, and Emporia State turns the ball over. Trying to drive with it. This is Stevie Smith to the rim. No good. Rebound put back. No good for Tristan Turner, but he may have been fouled, and he was. Picking up the foul will be Tavian Butler. That'll be his first. Mayim Boom, Owen Long, Elijah Kamath there, and Caden Evans getting set to re-enter the lineup for Emporia State. 10:45 to play in the game, 65-44. Emporia State up by 21. Free throw off the mark, no good for Tristan Turner. Caden Evans is the lone Hornet who stays on the floor. Second free throw coming for Tristan Turner, 6'5 junior out of Liberty, Missouri. Second free throw rims out. Peyton Roger Smith there to grab the rebound. Just saw some of the signs that the band, the Hornet Review is using. They have one that says your coach wears off-brand khakis. Oh, give him credit for coming up with something classic. Caden Evans has it left side, right side. Gives it off to Owen Long, who has it on the left side. Tries to drive to the baseline. Has it cut off by Ian Lee. Shot clock down to 8. Now Owen Long one hands it out to Elijah Kamath here. Right wing 3. Up the glass and in. I think he called glass, but it doesn't matter. 21 points for Elijah Kamath here, and another Haircrafters 3. And the Hornets have hit 10 threes this afternoon. 68-44, Emporia State up by 24. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Now working on the left side. Here's Stevie Strong. Shot no good. Stevie Smith. Rebound goes to Tristan Turner. Gives it back to Stevie Smith, who gets the flush. 12 points for Stevie Smith. He is the leading scorer for the Newman Jets. Hornets get into the front court. Peyton Roger Schmidt right side. Now to Caden Evans. Top the key. Owen Long. He's open for 3. Nope. Rebound tipped by Mayim Boom right to Peyton Roger Schmidt. So the Hornets keep the basketball. Owen Long, another 3. This one off the front of the rim. Rebound gets tipped out, but this time it goes to Stevie Strong for the Newman Jets. Strong has it on the wing right side. Down to 9:21 to play in the game. 68-46. Emporia State up by 22. Here's a 3 by Strong, and he nailed it with a hand from Mayim Boom in his face. Tip the hat to him on that one. 13 points for Stevie Strong. 68-49. Owen Long to the rim. The layup, good, and the foul. Owen Long with 15. He'll get the and one as he gets fouled. Picking up the foul will be Latique Murphy. He picks up his first, or correction, they call that on Ian Lee. That is his first. And the 16th foul on the Newman Jets, and the Hornets will be at the free throw line out of the media timeout. 9 minutes to play in the game. 70-49, Emporia State on top. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Nextech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
70-49, Emporia State with a lead over the Newman Jets. Owen Long at the free throw line for an and-one opportunity. He has 15 points. Emporia State being led by Elijah Cometh here with 21. 12 points for Caden Evans, and the free throw is good for Owen Long. That gives him 16. 71-49, the Hornets lead it, 8:54 to play in this contest. Newman working against man-to-man, defensive pressure, top the key. Stevie Strong open for a three, out the back iron, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by Lavelle Ziegler. Ziegler, Owen Long, Sam Baker, along with Peyton Roger-Schmidt and Elijah Cometh there on the floor right now for Emporia State. Ziegler has it on the wing right side, goes to the dribble, tries to get it down low, now back out front at Cometh there. Left side, it goes to Owen Long, trying to work around the screen. Penetrates to the lane line, kicks it out to Ziegler, to Sam Baker. Back to Ziegler, top the key for a three. Yes, he nailed it. Lavelle Ziegler with 5 points in the game. That is the 11th made three for Emporia State in this basketball game. They've been lighting it up from beyond the arc. Here's a drive by Jacob Joe. Gives it off to make that Stevie Smith, and he knocks down the 15-footer. He took a tumble, hoping maybe to draw the end one, but he has 14 points. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Ziegler to Owen Long on the wing left side. Owen dribbles to the baseline, tries to drive inside, kicks it back out to Peyton Roger-Schmidt. He'll shoot the three. Nailed it! A hair crafter's three for Peyton Roger-Schmidt. 77-51, Emporia State. 12th May 3. They toss out T-shirts for every three made. I don't know if they'll have enough for this game. This is Stevie Smith. It's a little stop and go. Lost the dribble, out of bounds. A turnover to Emporia State. Down to 7-11 to play in this contest. Lady Hornets winners earlier today, 83-79 over the Newman Jets. Into the Newman lineup, Chase. Checking back into the Newman lineup, Chase Wiebe. Setting down will be Stevie Smith. Owen Long will bring the ball across the timeline, picked up by Stevie Strong defensively. One-handed pass left side, Ziegler back out to Owen Long. He'll take it now in between the double circles, takes it right side, one-handed pass to Ziegler, down low, Elijah Cometh here wide open. He gets the lay-in. 23 points for Elijah Cometh here, 79-52, Hornets on top. It's a 28-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. Trying to drive with it is Stevie Strong, bumps into Peyton Roger-Schmidt, and Peyton's going to be whistled for his third foul. It'll be free throws, a one-on-one. That's the eighth team foul on Emporia State. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Stevie Strong going to the free throw line. This is his first free throw opportunity. He makes the first. He'll get the bonus. Peyton Roger-Schmidt, Elijah Cometh there, Lavelle Ziegler, Sam Baker, and Owen Long on the floor. And the second free throw is good for Stevie Strong. Stevie Strong is joined on the floor by Jacob Joe. So Hornets get it into front court. Peyton Roger-Schmidt has it. Also Chase Wiebe on the floor, along with Thomas Zavgaris and Chris Mitchell on the floor. And this is Owen Long with the ball. Working free throw circle. Step back from the free throw line. Shot crawls off. No good. Rebound goes to Zavagars. Gives it out to Stevie Strong, who brings it into front court. Tries to feed it in the paint. The pass gets intercepted by Owen Long. He'll push the ball up the floor. Gives it off to Peyton Roger-Schmidt. Out to Ziegler. To Sam Baker. He'll shoot the three. Nailed it! A hair crafter's three for Sam Baker. Pass. Knocked down the three. Hornets up 82-53. And a timeout's going to be taken by the Newman Jets. And the Hornets have the lead, 82-53. A 29-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. This will be a 30-second timeout But I think it becomes a full timeout since it's the first called timeout of the second half. Hornet basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday, The Station is where Emporia connects. Now the Hornets look like they're in shape to snap that two-game losing skid. They look like they're ready to pick up win number 18. They have 5:51 to play, and they lead it by 29. This is a game that has featured some sharp shooting from beyond the arc. Hornets are 13 of 24, 54% from beyond the arc. It's about as good as they've shot the three all season long. And they're 32 of 50 from the floor for 64%. They're winning the rebounding battle 30 to 20. Seven rebounds for Elijah Comether. And he's the leading scorer right now for Emporia State with 23 points. Oh, along with 16, Caden Evans with 12. Caden hasn't scored here in the second half. Newman being led offensively by Stevie Strong with 15 points. 14 points for Stevie Smith. Those are the two players in double figures for the Newman Jets. Newman shooting 40% from the floor, 20 of 49, or 7 of 17 from beyond the arc, 6 of 8 at the free throw line. They have turned the ball over 7 times, and Emporia State has turned the ball over 9 times. Newman will have the ball to play inbounds across the way. To play it inbounds, Chris Wiebe plays it inbounds now to Sam Sommerholder, who's back on the floor for the Newman Jets. He'll dribble to the free throw circle, shovels it off to Jacob Joe. Now he gives the ball off to Chase Wiebe. Chase, working left side, picks up the dribble, needs some help. Hands it off to Zevgaris. Shot clock down to 5. Zevgaris driving down the lane against Peyton Roger Schmidt, but they're going to call Peyton for a little arm check foul, as he was giving Zevgaris a little bit of a shove, and that will put Zevgaris at the free throw line with a 1-and-1 opportunity. Zevgaris, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. This is his second trip to the charity stripe. And the first free throw is good for Zevgaris. It gives him 5 points. He'll get a second free throw. Second free throw coming for Zevgaris, and this one is also good. 82-55, Emporia State with the lead. Hornets being pressured in backcourt. Owen Long gives it off to Ziegler. Lavelle gives it back to Owen. Owen passes it into front court to Lavelle. Well in advance of a 10-second count. Now to Lavelle, back top the key to Owen Long. On him defensively is Chase Wiebe. Owen goes between the legs. Step back three. Missed. Rebound goes to Zevgaris for the Newman Jets. Up courts it to Sam Sommerholder. Gives it off to Chris Wiebe on the left side. Top the key, Chris Mitchell. Mitchell to Sommerholder. Now hands it off to Jacob Joe down the lane. Shot gets blocked by Peyton Roger Schmidt out of bounds. Newman will keep the basketball with 13 seconds to play, and that takes us to our media timeout. 4:46 to play in the game. 82-55, Emporia State in command. What a basketball brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Mickey and Minnie, Romeo and Juliet, Batman and Robin. Classic pairs, right? Well, this Valentine's Day, let the team at Carrie's Diamonds help you find the perfect pair. A pair of diamond stud earrings, maybe a matching ring and pendant, or get super, super sweet and make a matching custom engraved jewelry item for both of you. No matter the budget, Carrie's Diamonds can help you make this Valentine's the sweetest yet. Carrie's Diamonds, your Valentine's headquarters at 1015 Industrial, across from the fairgrounds.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
4:46 to play in the game, 82-55. Emporia stay with the lead. Newman has the ball. They'll play it inbounds underneath their own basket. They have 13 seconds on the shot clock to play the ball inbounds. Chris Mitchell played it into Semmerholder, but Emporia State tried to steal it away, but Emporia State was out of bounds, so Newman will try to play it again. Gage McGuire, Peyton Roger-Schmidt, Sam Baker, Caden Evans, and Lavelle Ziegler on the floor for Emporia State. Newman tries to play it in again. This time it gets batted out of bounds once again, and they'll play it inbounds. Newman going with Chris Mitchell, Jacob Joe, Thomas Zavgaris, Sam Semmerholder, and Chase Wiebe. Jacob Joe for three. Nope. Rebound Peyton Roger-Schmidt in the battle for the rebound. They're going to call a foul on Emporia State. They're going to call the foul on Gage McGuire. And it's free throws coming for Zavgaris. For Gage, that is his first personal foul. And 10th team foul on Emporia State, so it's two free throws. First free throw bounces off, no good. Zavgaris will get his second free throw. It's up and in and out, no good. This rebound, Peyton Roger-Schmidt gives it off to Sam Baker to Lavelle Ziegler. Back to Sam Baker, middle of the floor to Caden Evans. Perfectly executed zone press breaker. Lavelle Ziegler across, has it out front, tries to drive in the lane, pulls up from five, shoots it up and in. Lavelle Ziegler in the middle of the paint. He has seven. That's a two-pointer, 7 points, 84-55 Emporia State. Out front with a basketball. This is Chase Wiebe. Now they go to the deep right corner. This is a Jacob Joe. Gives it off to Zavgaris. Working against Lavelle Ziegler, knocks him to the floor, and that's a charge on Zavgaris. That'll be his fourth personal foul. And Emporia State will get the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Off the bench for the Newman Jets comes Kwaku Azapong, 6'9 sophomore out of Toronto, Canada. Checking in for Emporia State will be Kabea Shabangu, the 6'8 freshman out of Justin, Texas. Caden Evans, the only starter still on the floor for Emporia State. He gets it across the timeline. Lavelle Ziegler gives it off to Sam Baker, to Shabangu. Free throw circle to Caden Evans. He'll launch a three off the back iron. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman's Azapong. This is Semmerholder. Kicks it out, right wing three off the mark. No good for Jacob Joe. Rebound to Lavelle Ziegler. Up the floor is Sam Baker. He'll shoot the three off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets. Down to 3:15 to play. 84-55. Emporia State with a lead. Right corner trying to drive with it. This will be Wiebe. Wiebe now has it left side. Trying to back down against Shabangu. Tries to go back door to Jacob Joe, now back out to Semmerholder. Semmerholder behind the back dribble, takes it in the lane, gets the ball knocked out of his hands. Is he able to get it back? And then he dribbled it out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Octavian Butler and Nogs Wawasik will check in for Emporia State. Kay Nevins and Sam Baker will sit down. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Nogs Wawasik out front with the basketball, trying to drive. Lobs it back out front to Lavelle Ziegler, down to 2:37 to go. Lavelle tries to drive, steps back to the free throw line, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to the Newman Jets, Chase Wiebe. Hornets leading 84-55 with 2:26 to play. Sam Summerholder, freshman from St. James Academy with a basketball, gives it off to Azapong, trying to drive with it now. As Jacob Joe gives it off to Chris Mitchell. To Jacob Joe in the deep right corner. He tries to drive on Atavian Butler, and Atavian's going to be whistled for the foul. That'll be his second, and free throws coming for Newman. Getting set to check in for Emporia State will be P.J. Johnson, the 6'1 sophomore from Edmond, Oklahoma, and Tyreek Robinson, 6'6 junior out of Kissimmee, Florida. Two free throws coming for Jacob Joe, a freshman out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, knocks down the first free throw. He'll get a second one. Lavelle Ziegler and Gage McGuire check out for Emporia State. Now everybody's gotten into the game that can play in this contest for Emporia State. Second free throw is also good for Jacob Joe. P.J. Johnson up the floor to Tavian Butler. Gets it across the timeline. Kicks it back to P.J. To Noggs on the wing right side. Back out front to P.J. Left elbow. It goes to Butler. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Butler kicks it out to Shabangu for a three. He hit it! Oh, my! Kabaya Shabangu knocks down a three-pointer. A Haircrafters three. That's his first of his career. And he draws on applause from the fans and from the teammates. 87-57, 30-point lead. In the lane, Chris Wiebe, layup is good. Chase Wiebe. 87-59, down a minute 26. P.J. Johnson across the timeline with the basketball. Swings it to Butler. Butler looking to drive, gets it underneath the basket, kicks it in the corner. P.J. Johnson, he'll shoot the three. He hit it! P.J. Johnson knocks down a Haircrafters three. That's the second made three of the season for P.J. At the other end, Shabangu blocks a shot. And here comes Emporia State. Knocks Wawasik in the paint. Tyreek Robinson layup. Good for Tyreek. As he was running the floor. His teammates are all excited as the Hornets are up 92-59. And we're going to get a travel violation or substitution for Rihards Paritis, a 6'6 freshman out of Latvia, will check into the lineup for the Newman Jets. Down to 42 seconds to go. 92-59 Emporia State. Up by 33. That's their biggest lead. Paritis in the lane. Forces up a shot and gets one to go. Hornets get the ball into front court against full court pressure. Tavian Butler with a basketball. Swings it to P.J. Johnson. Now to Shabangu. Almost lost the dribble, and he does. Turnover gives it off to Newman up the floor. Summerholder to the basket. Layup goes down with 15 seconds to go. And Summerholder with only a second made field goal. And Nigel Wasik will get it across the timeline, and Emporia State will dribble it out. Our final score this afternoon will be Emporia State 92, the Newman Jets 63. We'll be back to take a look at the happy totals when we come back on the Prairieland Partners postgame show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Express Tire and Auto, your tire pros in Emporia, make buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward tire and auto experience every time. And Michelin has a tire to fit any need, all designed to give you the comfort and control to stay on the road. Express Tire and Auto is the premier place for local Michelin employees to use their discount as well. Visit them next to the water tower or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Tire Pros, love the drive.
Feed your hunger, quench your thirst, and catch all the big games at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Great fresh food, including tasty sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, steak, salads, and weekday lunch specials.
Plus features over 30 TVs, including a mega HD projector. Not a bad seat in the house. See you at Bruss Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
92-63, the final score. Emporia State with the victory this afternoon over the Newman Jets. Emporia State got off to a quick start and never did trail in this contest. They knocked down some big threes to begin the ball game, and they were on fire from beyond the arc, and they were able to hang on and build on that lead. It's one of those things when you're a coach, you like to see your team get a lead and then build to it and add to it, and that's what Emporia State did this afternoon. And a lot of players got involved offensively for Emporia State, but also a good job on the defensive end and on the rebounding side. So Emporia State, a good all-around solid effort this afternoon. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today. For an estimate, you can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for the Newman Jets, Stevie Strong was their leading scorer with 15 points. He was 5 of 12 from the floor, 3 of 8 from beyond the arc, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line. He also had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal on the afternoon. 14 points for Stevie Smith. Stevie Strong had 15. Stevie Smith had 14. 7 points for Latique Murphy, 8 points for Thomas Zevgaris. He was 4 of 6 at the free throw line. 4 points for Sam Summerholder. Chris Mitchell with 5. 2 points each for Ian. 2 points. Let's get back to the 2 points each for Ian Lee, Jacob Lee. Ricard Portis. 2 points also for Tristan Turner and Chris Wiebe. The only player who played that did not score was Kwaku Azapong, who only played 355, did not score in the game for the Newman Jets. For Emporia State, they were led offensively by Elijah Comathir, who scored 23 points. 7 rebounds. He was 5 for 5 from the 3-point line, 9 for 9 from the field, and he had 2 assists to go along with a block shot. He had a plus 31 in this game. The only player who had a bigger plus minus for Emporia State was Peyton Rogers Schmidt. He had a plus 33. He finished with 5 points, had 7 rebounds, had 3 assists, had 3 block shots. Only 1 turnover. He was 2 for 4 shooting the ball. One of his made shots was a 3-pointer. 16 points for Owen Long. He also had 3 assists, no turnovers, 2 steals. He had a plus 28 for his afternoon. Caden Evans finished with 12 points. He also had 5 rebounds. He also had 2 assists. He also had a blocked shot. We'll talk to him here in postgame. 7 points for Lavelle Ziegler. 6 points for both Octavian Butler and Mayim Boom. 5 points for Peyton Rogers Schmidt. 3 points each for Sam Baker, Kabea Shabangu, P.J. Johnson. 2 points for Tyreek Robinson and for Gage McGuire. The only Hornet who played that did not score was Mason Thiessen, as he didn't even get a chance to take a shot in his short time on the floor. But 92 points this afternoon for the Emporia State Hornets as they get the victory. Looking at the team numbers, first off for Newman, They were 23 of 56 from the floor for 41%, 7 of 18 beyond the arc for 39%, and 10 of 14 from the free throw line for 71%. Emporia State shot a sizzling 62% this afternoon, 36 of 58. They were 15 of 29 beyond the arc for 51%, and 5 of 7 at the free throw line for 71%. Hornets won the rebounding battle 33-25. Leading rebounders for Emporia State, Peyton Roger Schmidt and Elijah Comethier, with 7 rebounds each. Newman's leading rebounders this afternoon, Stevie Strong and Tristan Turner, with 4 rebounds apiece. Newman turned the ball over 9 times. Emporia State turned the ball over 10 times. Emporia State had 3 steals, 2 of them belonging to Owen Long. Newman had 7 steals, nobody with more than one, so 7 different players had a steal. Emporia State had 8 block shots. Peyton Roger Schmidt with 3, Mayim Boom with 2. Elijah Comethier and Owen Long also had a block shot. So did Kabea Shabangu. Emporia State outscores Newman 12-8 off of turnovers. In the paint, they outscore them 40-26. Both teams with 4 second chance points. Emporia State just didn't have a lot of second chance opportunities. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State outscores Newman 14-7. And the Hornet bench outscores the Newman bench 30-21. Emporia State never trailed in this game. Their biggest lead was by 33 at 92-59. They led at halftime 44-31 and outscored Newman 48-32 in the second half. Again, the final score, Emporia State 92, Newman 63. The Hornets with the victory, now 18-6 on the season, 12-6 in the MIAA. Newman falls to 7-17. They are 3-5 in MIAA play. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. Our game stats have been brought to you by Winton Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Winton today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking for space or wanting to relocate? The Flint Hills Mall may have the spot you're looking for. Available spaces.